Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because we ought to establish fairly early on that Graham wasn't a children's writer, ever. Pagan Papers, his first book, was written, as we've seen, I think, for a dilettante pre-Raphaelite sort of audience, whereas his next two books, The Golden Age and Dream Days, were stories about childhood. They were satirical pieces voiced through a man looking back at his childhood to a group of children, and they are very funny, they are very witty, they use the children as mouthpieces for a very sophisticated wit. So when it came to Wind in the Willows, Graham wrote another book which was not for children, it was about society. In fact, one of the two critics realised this, said that this is not a book about animals and a book about for children. Children won't understand it. It is a satire on society. And it's what I think is most fascinating about Wind in the Willows is that it is a book of its time par excellence. Because Graham sat down and, on this sort of basis of having a story about a toad running around the countryside and so on, he wrote four different kinds of books, which were all fashionable books of the time, four different genres. And almost sequentially, the book begins as a river book. The river is actually only in two chapters of Wind in the Willows, which surprises people because you think of it as a book about rivers. But it starts on the river, okay? And boating stories were incredibly fashionable. Biggest bestseller was Jerome K. Jerome's Three Men in a Boat. And Wind in the Willows is Three Men in a Boat again, if you like, because you've got the main characters. You've got the dreamy rat who crashes into the riverbank when he's not thinking what he's doing, just as Jay does in Three Men in a Boat. Harris in Three Men in a Boat is the big, jolly man who sings comic songs, just like Toad does. And you've got George in Three Men in a Boat, who's the clerkly figure who comes out of his hole, as it were, like Mole. And so you've got three characters, and you've got lots of other things that go on the same way. And so that first chapter is a kind of river book, holiday book, have picnics on the bank and so on. The second chapter is a caravan book. And the other fashionable thing at the time was caravanning. The Caravan Club was founded in 1907. And there were lots of books, especially by people like Gordon Stables, who was a big writer for children in the Boy's Own Paper. And he had his own caravan, which was painted the same colours as Toad's, or let's say Toad's caravan is painted the same colour as Gordon Stables' was. And if you look at the inventory in Stables' book, which is called something like Voyages of a Gentleman Gypsy, the interior of the caravan is the same. Graham has clearly read the book and borrowed it consciously or unconsciously. Okay, so that's two kinds of book. The third book, which was very fashionable at the time, was the motor thriller, the motor car thriller. And of course, in the third chapter, the caravan is knocked over by a car, and Wind in the Willows becomes a motor car thriller for a couple of chapters. And Graham clearly got this from fashionable books of the time, although there was one book called The Gollywog's Auto Go-Kart, part of a series of Gollywog books. The original Gollywog, first published in 1899, I think, where the Gollywog was a good chap and the hero and a very nice jolly chap. And there are incidents in Gollywog's Auto Go-Kart which are exactly the same as Wind in the Willows. It was published about 5 years before. Gollywog escapes by sheets down from a window and he drives his car into a pond and so on. And so there you have three different kinds of genres which Wind in the Willows is just imitating. And the fourth one, of course, is the mystic book, using these pseudo-quasi-mystic ideas. So great god Pan appears in Wind in the Willows in what we now perhaps think as very overblown, overwritten purple passages, but these are absolutely typical of Arthur Machen and people, writers of the time. So Graham in Wind in the Willows, therefore, I think writes four different kinds of fashionable book, very much of its time.